Today with us a very special guest. His name is Dan Corner. He is the author of The Believer's Conditional Security. He believes that Scripture states very, very clearly that even a righteous person can die spiritually and end up in hell. Welcome, Dan.
It's a pleasure for me to be with you.
Tell us a little bit about The Believer's Conditional Security, this book that you wrote. What inspired you to do this?
Well, this particular book refutes a very popular teaching of our day. That teaching is eternal security, once saved, always saved, the perseverance of the saints, and sometimes it may be called the preservation of the saints. This particular book came as a response of a great need. I've spent a lot of time in my Christian life out on the streets evangelizing. I used to pastor for almost 7 years. So I work various facets of the Christian walk, and I know the tremendous need out there. There are multitudes of people that profess to be Christian that are actually on the road to hell, and they don't recognize that they must repent for salvation's sake. They think they're eternally secure in their sin. They're not concerned about their adultery and their drunkenness and their lying and their theft and their hate. They think they're guaranteed an entrance into God's kingdom because they were once truly born again, once truly regenerated. And consequently, in spite of all the clear scriptures scattered throughout the Bible, Old and New Testament alike, the popular teachers on TV and radio sadly have these people deceived about their spiritual condition before Almighty God. And that's what I'm trying to do. This is a wake-up call. This is a warning to people. Like it says in Psalm 125, verse 5, those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with evildoers. That same concept is found all the way throughout the Bible, that if a righteous man turns and does evil, he will die for that. In other words, he'll die spiritually for that. In Ezekiel, New Testament, Romans 8:13, James 5:19 and 20, etc. So that's really about a minute or two synopsis of why I wrote the book and some details about the book.
Well, you mentioned some of the scriptural proof that a saved person can become lost. Can you give us a few more examples of that?
Yes, I can. Let me give you one that's very common, and yet a lot of people seem to overlook it. And this is Jesus' teaching of the prodigal. We know the prodigal had salvation when he was in the presence of the Father. And here what he did, he, of his own choice, decided to leave, and the Father let him walk away. He went out into wild living, and he was even to the extreme of being with prostitutes. We know that because when he returned, his older brother stated these details about him. And in verse 24 as well as verse 32, the Bible is very clear. It says this, "For this son of mine was dead, is alive again, was lost, and is found." So in other words, when he was in sexual immorality, he was spiritually dead and spiritually lost. Now, Charles Stanley, very popular man, he's all over the place. Most professing Christians know about Charles Stanley. He actually teaches he was lost in that the Father did not know his geographical location. Now, of course, Stanley has to come up with an answer because he's trying to protect eternal security, which is the foundational doctrine of the Southern Baptist denomination, really, that he is preaching from. And so they try to explain this away. So this particular scripture, that's Luke 15:24, Luke 15:32, shows he became alive again. So he came back. He repented. He turned away from that sin, that those idols he was in, to serve the true and the living God. He came back humbly, remorseful for his wickedness, and the Father was glad to have him back. The only time we see in the Bible where the Father is ever running, he ran to welcome him back home. And sometimes the devil will give the backslider the idea that God is not going to take you back, God don't want you back. That's not what Jesus taught in Luke chapter 15. I want backsliders to know about that. That's a common problem. People contact our ministry, and they sometimes ask the question, will God take me back? Did I sin too much? I'm not sure he'll ever forgive me. And we point them to the prodigal that God wants you back. But here's another side point before we move on to something else, and it's this. For Charles Stanley and other people, and it doesn't really make any difference if a person is a Calvinist, a Southern Baptist, it makes no difference whatsoever. If they embrace eternal security, they're going to say that the prodigal remained saved even when he was in sexual immorality and wild living. Imagine that. Their version of a Christian is that there are Christians that are adulterers, Christians that are drunkards. And this is clearly not what the Bible says. The Bible says, do not let anyone deceive you with empty words. in Ephesians 5:5-7, that people that commit these types of sins, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. And that's exactly what these eternal security teachers are doing. They're spreading empty words. They have people deceived about their situation spiritually before Almighty God. These people need to repent, but they think because of the seal of the Holy Spirit, or because of grace, or because God loves them, that they're kept by God, and the most they could lose is their reward or their fellowship with God, and never their salvation. But that is not the message of the Bible. The Bible does not teach that.
Well, you talked about grace, and I know a lot of people equate the eternal security message with the message of grace, okay? So, answer that question. Isn't eternal security the same as grace?
Absolutely, positively not. In Titus chapter 2, verse 12, we find out what real, true biblical grace is. In Titus 2:12, it says, it, referring to grace, teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. Now, this is something these people tell us that we cannot do. They tell us that we have to sin all the time. All sins are of the same degree. They even try to slander the Apostle Paul from their interpretation of a passage in Romans chapter 7, 14-25, where they say that the Apostle Paul was a Christian. Well, that's ludicrous, especially in light of the way the Apostle Paul lived, as shown in the book of Acts and throughout the epistles. And it's just a very disturbing thing. Let's remember also that God gives grace to the humble. He doesn't just pour grace out on everyone. I'm talking about grace for salvation on everyone. You have to be humble to get that grace. And not only that, in Romans chapter 5, verse 2, we get in grace through faith. And your faith can be destroyed according to what Paul taught and what the Lord Jesus taught. Jesus said in Luke 8:13, some believe for a while, in time of testing they fall away. Jesus taught you could just believe for a while. And he's talking about a true saving belief there in Luke 8:13. The same thing the Apostle Paul referred to in 1 Timothy 1:19-20 and 2 Timothy 2:18, if I recall the exact reference. And in both cases, he's talking about a faith, a saving faith that can become a shipwreck and also destroyed. And by the way, the passage there about a saving faith being destroyed, it can be destroyed by false teachers, by false teaching. And that's why it's so important to be taught true, sound doctrine. But in our day, of course, this is de-emphasized. But now I'm straying off on a little tangent, so I'll just throw the ball back into your court.
Well, the book that you've written is called The Believer's Conditional Security, and this is Daniel D. Corner that we're talking to. And tell us a little bit about how one actually repents.
We find out in the Bible in Matthew chapter 12, where the Lord Jesus said the Ninevites repented at the preaching of Jonah. So if you go back to the book of Jonah, Jonah chapter 3, verse 10, you'll find out that the Lord Jesus was referring to the Ninevites turning from their wickedness. Now that's what Jesus called repentance. He said that's when you turn from wickedness. And we see that again with the prodigal. The prodigal turned away from the lifestyle that he was indulging himself in. So to repent, which you have to do or you will perish, according to Jesus' teaching, to repent actually means to turn away from wickedness. For a person to get born again, I really like the scripture in Acts 20:21, repentance towards God and faith in Christ Jesus. That's the concise summation of the Apostle Paul's message to people so they would come to initial salvation. You have to repent, you have to put your faith in Jesus, and it's a trusting and submissive faith in Jesus that will get one into the kingdom. And then you have to endure to the end to be saved, according to what Jesus himself taught in Matthew 10, verse 22. So repent means to turn away from wickedness. You turn from those idols to serve the true and the living God. And when you come to God humbly and remorseful because of your sin. In a sincere way, you ask, oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And you have to be willing to change. To turn from that wickedness is dragging you to hell. It's a wonderful concept to grab a hold of reality. Even though truth can be very disturbing, and truth and reality are synonyms here. And people need to know that their sins are dragging them to hell. I remember what it was like for me. I found out that my sins were dragging me to hell. It struck terror in my heart. I needed to repent. And I wasn't told this by anybody. I was raised in a false religious system, Catholicism. And I found this out by reading the Bible. I knew my sins were dragging me to hell. So I repented. I got down on my knees and I prayed sincerely to God for Him, please, to have mercy on me, a sinner. And I was willing to turn from my sins. And I put my faith in Jesus. And that's how anybody will come to salvation. But after you come to initial salvation, after you get born again, all kind of things can happen in your life. All kind of things can happen. And you could read that through the New Testament. There are dozens of things that happen. All kind of casualties. People can fall away, wander away. They could be deceived. They could become a shipwreck of the faith. That's why the devil's tempting. He knows these things can happen. And he knows that sin can bring a righteous man to his spiritual death. All of this is denied by the eternal security teachers, which I consider very dangerous people. Jude referred to them, the people that changed grace into a license for immorality. Jude described them as ungodly people. They're condemned before God, and they do not have the Spirit of God in them, according to Scripture. Sometimes people take issue with me over what I say about the eternal security teachers, but they can't refute what I'm saying. That's what the Bible says. Jude described them that way. I'm only repeating what the Bible says, what the Holy Spirit through the pen of Jude said about these people.
Well, what are some ways that we can safeguard ourselves against falling away?
Well, I really like the scripture in Hebrews 11, 15, and 16. It says if they had been thinking of the country they left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. So in other words, after you repent, after you turn from that wickedness, and the devil gives you the thoughts of the good old times and sin. When you were popular and having, quote-unquote, all that fun, see, the devil's a liar. When he reminds you of those things, resist those satanic thoughts, and those are thoughts from the devil. There's nothing good, there's nothing great, there's nothing fun, nothing that we should want in behavior that would be dragging us down to hell. We have to live holy. We show our love for God by obeying Him. The Bible clearly says, blessed are the pure in heart, they'll see God, in Matthew 5, verse 8. Jesus wasn't joking when He said that. And He also taught, and not only Him, the apostles as well, that sin can defile a person. That's why Paul told Timothy, do not share in the sins of others, keep yourself pure, in 1 Timothy 5:22. And this is very encouraging. This is a very good truth to grab hold of, Annette, and it's this, that we can resist the devil and he will flee, and no temptation will come our way that we must yield to. And it says in Psalm 119:9-11 that if we hide God's word in our heart, we will not sin against Him. So meditating in the Word of God, memorizing Scripture is some of the best things you can do. And also avoid certain people, places, and things. If Eve never went by that tree with the forbidden fruit on it, she would have never sinned in the first place. She should have stayed far away from it. A lot of people out there, they want to walk holy. You need to avoid certain people, places, and things. And my wife and I, we shut TV off. We stopped watching TV years ago. We believe TV is a great tool of the devil. You can get your news from the radio, or you could get it from the internet, where you're more in control of what passes before your eyes and your ears. So we need to be guarded. We need to be alert. The devil is trying to deceive us, and sin can kill us spiritually, according to the Bible.
Well, Daniel, I want to thank you for being with us. The Believer's Conditional Security by Daniel D. Corner. Daniel's been our guest talking about this book. I want to mention a website that you can go to, and it's eomen.org.
That's M-I-N, as in ministry. E-O as in evangelical outreach, M-I-N as in ministry.org, eomen.org.
Eomen.org, okay. And you can go to that website and find out more about the Believer's Conditional Security. Can you get this book pretty much anywhere, Daniel, or is it just off of the website?
Well, you can get it different places, but for sure, the very best place to get it is off of us, because we throw in probably at least $5 or $10 free ministry material. Do that with every order. Now, you could buy it somewhere else, and you might even pay more money, so people need to contact us, and they could also order it over the telephone.
Well, a lot of food for thought here, and an important book, The Believer's Conditional Security by Daniel D. Corner. Thank you, Daniel, for being with us.
Annette, I want to thank you. God bless you. Keep your eyes on Jesus, your hand to the plow, and don't look back.